Thank you very much, choir, for that beautiful singing. And first of all, I want to say good morning again, and we welcome you to Bethel Baptist Church to worship the Lord in spirit and truth today. I want to welcome all our visitors that we have with us today, and those are listening over the radio and the internet. We welcome you. And for coming and listening today, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that God's Word is going to give all of us today. And if you are a visitor, we'd like you to please fill out the registration card. You can obtain one from an usher in the back, and you can put it in the offering plate when they pass it. And the scripture of the month is found in Romans chapter 14 and verse 19. It says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify one another." Yes, we're always building each other up in the Lord. That's a great thing to do. And now, let us praise the Lord continually with Tae Young on the piano and Victor Lohr leading the songs. And before I do that, I just want to wish every mother a happy Mother's Day and future mothers a happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you again for worshiping with us. Yes, I too want to thank all the mothers and the grandmothers and the Lolas and the Nanas. And yes, you've given us a lot of love and strength and just encouragement through the years. So thank you to all the moms out there. Why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 61, "Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus." Number 61, we'll sing the first and the third. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 295, "He Leadeth Me," 295. We'll sing the first and the last.
Still tis God's hand that leadeth me.
Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 525, A Christian Home. And can you all please rise as we sing 525, A Christian Home. We'll sing the first and the fourth.
Thank you so very much. So again, to all of you who are mothers and grandmothers, happy Mother's Day. You are definitely a blessing to all of us. Some of you may have noticed that we have sort of a new addition to our property. So we have these two pavilions in the back there, and I want to thank Fred for arranging to get all those installed and everything taken care of there. What a blessing that is, and I hope all you ladies are enjoying your flowers. And thank you for Deborah for arranging all of those and getting those put together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, rejoicing in your presence among us and in your spirit to be over us, to guide us, to teach us and to instruct us in the way that we must live. And we thank you, Lord, that you are ever present with us to direct our hearts and our minds unto yourself. And that you would be with those, whether they are here or listening over the radio or over the internet, that you would encourage their hearts to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That you would bless them and strengthen them for your divine service and for your honor and your glory. In the Psalms, David writes, he says, "The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." And so, Father, we do pray for your strengthening spirit and your peaceful presence, whether it is difficulties in our lives or medical issues or whatever it is, Lord, that we would receive your blessing and your strength. And we pray for your people, those that are here at Bethel and those that are beyond Bethel, that you would work in their hearts and minds, that there would be this great longing for your word and for your presence, for the Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct them unto yourself. That our neighbors and friends and co-workers and family members would know of the glorious riches and the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ through your love being lived out through your people. And Father, we pray for your healing power upon the afflicted. We lift up to you Christina Ida this morning, who's feeling sick and can't be with us, Lord. We pray for Bob Jones, who's in Florida and will be traveling shortly, returning back to us. We look forward to seeing him again. We lift up to you Jim Floyd and Jen's father, Robert, as they're battling with cancer. Lord, you be their strength in you be their hope. We lift up to you Adrian Benjamin's mother as she is facing a heart valve replacement, for your strength upon her body and your encouragement upon her spirit. We lift up to you Jorge Peretti and Martha Peretti, dealing with the recovery from broken bones, and for your strengthening power and spirit. We pray for Tae Young's father, still in Korea, who, Lord, has severe gallbladder issues and several other medical issues. Lord, that you would give him strength in his body, but most importantly, you would give him strength in you and to rejoice in you and in your glorious riches, which are in Christ Jesus. And Father, we pray for our friend Esther Palais, expecting a girl in July, for your strength to her body. We pray for our friend Monty Llewellyn, who needs wisdom for his family, and he wants peace in your mercy and your presence in his granddaughter's marriage. We pray for your presence there. And Father, we pray for Bethel as we are trying to find ways that we can build onto this structure and be able to replace the back buildings that we have, and that we could have one set of buildings, Lord. All things are within your power. So give us wisdom and give the city mercy to grant us the ability to build. We pray for Rebecca Forsee and the Prater families who are looking to stabilize their housing situation. We pray for those that are throughout the world for being persecuted, for being Christian. We pray for you to strengthen them and to cause them to boldly stand in your presence and in your peace. We lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebia Marixa Perez also serving in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Informed Choices ministering to women in Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries what it means to be in the mission field. We pray for your spirit to be upon them, to strengthen them, that the gospel of Jesus Christ would amplify and magnify their work, that people would know the glorious riches which are in Christ. Lord, we pray for the offering that we're about to receive. Pray for your hand of blessing upon it, that you, Lord, would use it to grow and expand your kingdom, that you, Lord, would use it for your honor and your glory. And we pray for the blessing upon those who assist in our work of ministry here, whether they are in the sanctuary here, or whether they're listening over KKMC or over the internet or later on the CD. We pray for your blessing and for your spirit of encouragement and wisdom upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And if Pastor Otero was here, Alan, he would be thankful to see you here, and Mark and Judy and Ken, blessing us with your presence today. And again, we thank all of you for coming, taking time out of your day to worship our Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior. We'll now be looking into our scripture. If you have your Bibles, we'll be turning to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 20 through 28. And if you please stand for the reading of God's word, that's in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 20 through 28. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "Oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshiped the Lord there. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus through his shed blood, Lord. We cannot approach the throne until he had made the sacrifice for us on the cross. And Father, we come today giving you all the praise and all the glory for what you have done for us. And Lord, I pray a special blessing for all the ones who are in the sanctuary and those who are over the radio and those who are listening over the internet, Lord. May your spirit fall fresh upon us, Lord, as we hear your scripture being preached by Pastor, Lord. And as I pray for them, Lord, not only do I pray for the people, but we're to pray also, Father, for the nations. Because in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4, it says, "Therefore, I exhort first all supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." And Father, that's why we're here today, to come to the knowledge and the truth of your word and to give praise to your Son for what he has done. Now, Lord, I pray that you might be with our pastor now as he brings forth the message. Lord, give him the wisdom and the knowledge that he needs, that we might hear the gospel through his words today, that many might be saved. As we studied earlier in our Sunday school class, Lord, you want two things. You want your word to be given out, the gospel, throughout the world so that people can be saved. And doing that, your kingdom will grow. And Father, we pray that we might feel your presence and your power in each of our lives today. And when we leave, Lord, may we go and put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.